All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Friday, November 12th. And if this is your first time here, hi there. I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader, and every morning I sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, but I promise we will keep it simple. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Ott. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus.
All right. Now, Mark has 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money, way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So let's take a look at these markets, Mark. And yesterday, a whole bunch of nothing, right?
That is a good way to sum it up, Marcus. The S&P did snap a two-day losing streak. However, just barely, by this much.
By 2 points. And when you're trading at 4,600 points, 2 points is nothing, right? And if you look at the five-minute chart, I mean, here it becomes very obvious. It was almost, it just opened a bit higher, diddling around the whole day, and then kind of moving lower into the close here.
Yeah, exactly. NASDAQ, a similar situation, snapping a three-day losing streak. So, similar situation there. And the Dow was a loser, though. So the Dow finished lower for the third day in a row.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at a daily chart, it has been, yeah, it has been an interesting week. So here we see this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So seems that we will finish lower for this week, that we will have a losing week here, depending on what happens today.
Exactly. S&P and Dow are down about 1% for the week, and the NASDAQ's down about 2% for the week. So unless there's just really strong rally today, looks like we're setting up for a loss.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the economic calendar, I mean, there's not much going on today. We had the JOLTS job opening, the preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment, but these are not reports that are moving the markets at all. The big one was this week, the CPI report, right? And this is where the initial reaction on the CPI report was actually negative, but then yesterday was like, okay, shaking it off.
It does seem like traders really shook the news off. And yes, it was something, you know, the story of the week, hotter than expected inflation, but not real big movement over that report.
Yeah. But hey, this week, I think the EV car makers are in the spotlight. I mean, it all started with Tesla on Monday, where Tesla had this massive slide because Elon Musk said he's selling 10% of his stake. He has only sold thus far 3%. And this is 3% is $5 billion for him. So that was big. And I mean, this has been a wild week for Tesla after making new all-time highs here at what, at 1243. That's where they'd have been pulling back. And I mean, trading as low as 1,000 and now trading around 1051. So that's a wild ride, right?
Yeah, I think traders had a hard time trying to figure out what to make of the news there, but quite honestly, this is where after such a sharp run-up, Tesla was due for a pullback. So, I mean, this is just a really healthy technical pullback after such a sharp rally.
Yeah. We talked about it. This tricky Elon Musk, right? I mean, he had this plan all along as it was revealed since September, but over the weekend he had this Twitter poll where he said, well, should I sell 10%? And I think more than 50% said yes. And so he said, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do it. But this was his plan all along. And you called it.
Elon is no dummy. He's a sharp guy, a little eccentric, but he knows how to work the crowd a little bit.
Right. So this happened on Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, Rivian had its IPO, the sixth biggest IPO of the year. So we only see two bars here. If I switch to a five-minute chart, it's a little bit easier to see of what happened here, but that's kind of crazy. And they're still moving higher.
I think this could be like the biggest story of the month. Just crazy how quick this one has moved. And the valuation, I think, is the bigger story. It's already outpaced the market valuation of Ford and General Motors. It's the second most valuable car manufacturer now behind Tesla. So they're not even producing cars and making money on them. They're not profitable. In fact, with today's rally, I think they're up like another 3% here. This is pretty crazy. And to put it into perspective, so their valuation is $104.9 billion as of yesterday. That's not counting this 3% this morning. But Tesla, after 2 days of trading in 2010, was only worth $2 billion. Yeah. Just 2% of what Rivian's worth. Marcus, did you see that Elon took shots at Rivian?
Yeah, I saw that, where he said, well, you're in it for a trade, right? What exactly did he say?
Yeah, he said there have been hundreds of automotive startups, both electric and combustion, but Tesla is the only American car maker to reach high volume production and positive cash flow in the past 100 years. So he tweeted that out last Thursday. Rivian says it has 55,000 pre-orders for its R1S SUV and R1T pickup truck, and they have a contract to build 100,000 electric vans with Amazon by 2030, but they're still just getting started.
Yeah, I mean, and I heard this this contract with Amazon is a non-binding contract. So, and yeah, they produced thus far, what, 1,500 cars, 2,000 cars, and now they're already the second most valuable car company in the world, I mean, in the US, in the world, I don't even know. It doesn't make sense. And if you look at this, look at the volume here. Look at the volume, 83 million shares traded. Let's compare this to Tesla, just to put it in perspective a little bit. So Tesla, 22 million shares traded yesterday. Wow. I mean, it's just this craziness. I mean, insane. So, and I think it'll end badly for Rivian. I mean, we have seen these IPOs over and over. Initially, they push higher and then they crash down. We have seen it with Hood, with Robinhood, where it went up and then down. We have seen it with Coinbase, where it went up and then down. I mean, we have seen it over and over. We can go back to Airbnb, Uber, all of these. So let's see what happens here with Rivian. We'll keep following it, that's for sure.
Sure.
All right. And then yesterday, Lordstown Motors, another electric vehicle car maker. I mean, first of all, yesterday, huge move up, 24%, because they said, well, we finalized the deal with Foxconn, which is the largest cell phone manufacturer in the world, smartphone manufacturer. And then they had their earnings report yesterday. And in their earnings report, they said, we're not providing any guidance for 2022, and we're pushing back commercial construction from Q2 until Q3 2022. Investors don't seem to like it thus far. This morning, down 10%.
This is where they're pushing things back once again. I think deep down, you know, a lot of people following the company expected that, right? This whole Foxconn deal, really, it was hard to make sense of it at first. And now I think it's starting to make a little more sense. And also, you know, their whole production timeline and how it's been changing. The story actually starts to make more sense, where right before it didn't, right? And I think that that's a positive in a sense. The sell-off here is totally expected. But I think if Ride stays above six, that would be positive after this news.
Yeah, but if you look at the chart, I also believe that Ride will probably stay in this dreaded range between $5 to $7.50 for a while, because now it's obvious that there won't be any revenue until the third quarter. Maybe in the second quarter, they will be able to take any pre-orders. But I think that they will be super careful about talking about pre-orders, because that's what got them in trouble. And this is what got the previous CEO in trouble, Steve Burns, and he resigned eventually. And this is where also the SEC is looking into this. I don't even know what they're trying to find there to say, okay, that was misleading, and then what? I mean, it's already so long water under the bridge, but the SEC litigation is still going on for these guys. So, anyhow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, We'll keep an eye on this. We'll definitely keep an eye on this. Okay, so tail end of earnings. We're pretty much done with earnings, but Disney, huge down day yesterday after missing earnings. We talked about it yesterday morning and they were finished down 7%. It looked much worse, but they were able to recover a little bit.
This is where that subscriber growth really hurt them, you know, in future expectations, at least from a trader's perspective, because those subscribers are so important. We were looking to sell some puts on this, on that drop, but didn't get filled when that premium really inflated. It deflated quickly after making those.
Deflated super quickly. So anyhow.
Yep. Now, do you know what today is, though?
So, go ahead.
Do you know what today is?
No, what's today? Friday.
Disney Plus Day.
What is Disney Plus Day?
It's where new and returning customers can get Disney Plus for $2 to celebrate its 2-year anniversary. And I guess they're adding some more shows and movies to their catalog today. So it's Disney Plus Day. Maybe they could get a couple of subscribers that way.
Well, my daughter and I got sucked into this miniseries Loki. We really love Loki, and there's apparently there will be a second season coming soon. So can't wait for this one. Okay. All right. Well, then yesterday also Beyond Meat just tumbling, but also here a pretty sharp reversal, right? I mean, they were down massively, and then they were able to close higher than they opened. Still down 13% yesterday after a pretty ugly earnings report.
Sure. And I saw an investment firm Bernstein downgraded Beyond Meat to market perform after the report, saying there is too much uncertainty around demand for investors to be buying the dip. And I mean, this isn't my style of trading anyway with this one, but I think this is a tough one to own right now.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, then we also have The Honest Company. I mean, company founded by Jessica Alba, what an actress. But they reported earnings and they did pretty well. They were up 10% yesterday.
Nice move for them. Puts them back in that upper range and a positive move. I mean, you can't complain over 10%.
No, I heard it's mainly due to the growth in diapers and wipes. Not wipers.
Wipers and wipes.
And wipes. Anyhow, so that's interesting. Okay, and then Bumble and dating app. And the dating app, I mean, they reported ugly earnings and it's down 20% yesterday, 19%, bouncing back a little bit here. But aren't there so many dating apps? I mean, I never heard of Bumble. Obviously, I'm not in the market to date. but this were, you have what? Tinder, and then you have Bumble, and you have all these different apps and websites here. So it seems that this market is slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, that definitely isn't my strong suit, knowing all those dating apps. But I guess it was inevitable that Bumble would tumble.
Ta-da! All right, now yesterday we talked about GE and the breakup that they are trying to do, doing it in three different companies. And at first, market seemed to like it, but now... yesterday they were down 2%. This morning, Johnson & Johnson announced that they are planning to break up the company into two separate companies. And right now they're up 3%. That's the big news this morning.
Saw that. And early on, it looked like they were up about 4% pre-market. So they've come back just a little bit. The two companies will be two publicly traded companies with one focused on consumer products like bandages or Band-Aid bandages and baby powder, and the other focused on medical devices and pharmaceuticals, so which would also include its COVID vaccine. That does make sense. And I right now I think traders are liking it, but we'll see if there's any real follow through like there wasn't with GE.
Yeah, let's look at the pre-market action here. So it seems that we are opening higher this morning. The mini S&P is up 0.3%, the NASDAQ is up 0.3%, and the Dow is up 0.36%. So all indices are about a third of a percent higher. So pointing to a higher opening, but I don't think that today will be the day where we turn positive for the week. Seems that we will end this week on a negative note.
I agree. a positive start to the day, but we've seen a pretty quiet, even though it's been a down week, it's been pretty quiet except for, you know, 1 or 2 days of selling. So we might see another quiet day until we get another full week of trading next week.
Yeah. All right. So time to start trading. We'll jump in and look at our trades, see how we manage them, and if you find any new trades. If you would like to know how exactly we trade these crazy markets, we'll put a few links in the description. Take a look at this, and we'll see you in the next stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.